One of basketball's most storied professional teams is angling for a new coach, and they've cast a line into one of the sport's most storied training grounds, Duke University. That's where head coach Mike Krzyzewski has won more than 600 games and 3 national championships. The coach is being wooed by the Los Angeles Lakers of the NBA, and joining me, as he does most Fridays, to discuss this and other sports news is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Hiya.
Hey, Robert.
Why would Mike Krzyzewski leave a place where he is a legend? He also gets to coach players who are more apt to listen to him than players in the NBA. Why leave Durham, North Carolina for Los Angeles?
Well, he was paid about $800,000 last year by Duke, and I can think of about 6 million reasons that he might want to go to Los Angeles. But Krzyzewski has turned down big money from the NBA before, so I think there have to be other reasons. College basketball has changed a lot in recent years. For one thing, Krzyzewski isn't happy about Duke's athletic conference, the ACC, adding new schools, Miami, Virginia Tech, and Boston College. He feels that will dilute the specialness of its basketball history. Also, he used to be known as a coach who could keep players around a long time and not have them leave early to go to the NBA. That doesn't happen a lot anymore. This year, he just lost a player after his freshman year.
Well, if Krzyzewski does, in fact, go to the Lakers, this will be another plot in the already very complicated soap opera of the Los Angeles basketball team.
Yeah, Phil Jackson, the legendary coach, has left. Kobe Bryant is a free agent and is looking elsewhere. Shaquille O'Neal has asked to be traded. And then on other teams, you had Tracy McGrady, one of the 3 or 4 best players in the NBA, getting traded from Orlando to Houston. And ESPN reported that another star, Vince Carter of the Toronto Raptors, also has asked to be traded.
Well, now that you've done your journalistic duty by talking about the NBA, you can get onto what you really want to talk to me about, which is the finals of the European Soccer Championship in Portugal. The host country, Portugal, is one of the finalists. The other is
Greece.
Greece. How did that happen?
Well, this is one of the biggest surprises, quite literally, in the history of soccer. Greece is ranked 34th in the world right now. They had never before won a game in a major international tournament. Now they're on the verge of taking the second most important title in soccer after the World Cup. They beat the Czech Republic yesterday, 1-0 in the semifinals. They had already shocked the European champion France in the quarterfinals. How important is this to Greece? Mm-hmm. You might wonder. 85% of Greeks watch this game on television. Millions poured into the street after they won. The prime minister is bringing 6,000 fans with him to Portugal for the final on Sunday.
What kind of a game do the Greeks play?
Very defensive, and a lot of soccer purists hate the fact that they've been sitting back and just counterattacking when the opportunity presents itself. But the larger story is how this reflects what's going on globally in the sport. The empires in soccer, the last to realize that they're going down. England, Italy, Germany, France, Spain, all were bounced out of this tournament. South Korea, Turkey made the semifinals of the World Cup in 2002. The United States made the quarterfinals. There's a lot more parity in this sport.
A baseball story. Seldom do we get a chance to talk about the brilliance of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, but they've just been through a spectacular run.
They have the best record in baseball over the last 6 or 7 weeks, and they've built a lot of that by beating up teams in the other league, in interleague play. Mm-hmm. They have a 13-2 record against teams from the National League, and that's who they're playing this weekend. Lou Piniella, who came over from Seattle to Tampa to be closer to home last year, has put together a good team, and they are closer to the second-place Boston Red Sox in the American League Eastern Division than the Red Sox are to their arch-rivals, the New York Yankees.
Which reminds me, I wanted to ask you about the Red Sox losing 3 to the Yankees, but we're out of time.
8.5 game lead for New York.
Thank you very much. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.